The notion of designating a park in response to this tragedy does have its detractors, and among them, Liz Spickle, home and real estate editor for Philadelphia Magazine. Liz, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Your recent article is entitled, "Should the Building Collapse Site Become a Memorial Park?" To which you answer,
no.
Because?
I think that those of us who are here now, that would be you and me and the people that we see on the bus or walking down the street, we're all temporary custodians of a city that is largely defined by its history, in large part because of its role in the nation's founding. And as such, we're sort of interpreters of this period in Philadelphia history. And to me, that means that we have to be judicious about the decisions that we make, particularly long-term or permanent decisions, whether that's a building or an allocation of public space. So in my opinion, this particular park is, within a historical context, a disproportionate response to what was an admittedly very tragic event.
What is an appropriate show of response in your mind to this tragedy?
I think a memorial marker would be appropriate. I think a sculpture would be appropriate. I know there's been some activity on that front. You know, I look at other tragedies like the MOVE bombing, which is within fairly recent memory, or even going back as far as the nativist riots in the 19th century, which was a profound event in the city's history and in the country's history. We don't have a park for that. We just need to think about whether or not this is appropriate for this event. And I think a marker would be absolutely perfect.
Indeed, the MOVE tragedy destroyed an entire block, 63rd and Osage Avenue. Though, again, this parcel we're talking about is not park size. It's actually quite skinny.
It is quite skinny. And another thing that concerns me is what happens to that skinny little parcel. Will it be what we'd like it to be in terms of honoring those whose lives were lost or those who were injured in the collapse? The shape of it, the size of it, and the placement, I have to wonder, and I am a native Philadelphian and I'm from Center City, and I say this with all due respect to my fellow Philadelphians, but is it really going to be a lovely green place for contemplation, or will it be a place where people go for lunch and then discard their lunch wrappers and unceremoniously? And it's not the kind of place that you sort of imagine to be a respectful site to remember somebody.
Your suspicion is that it would be the latter of those two options.
I do have that concern, yes.
And with that, let's invite listeners to respond if they care to do so on this topic at our website, newsworks.org. Liz Spickle, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you for having me.